Good afternoon. The heat and humidity continue to build across interior New York and New England, with temperatures surging through the 80s and up toward the 90-degree mark, and dew points will hover in the lower 70s across most of the region by the early to mid part of the afternoon. This will create an unstable environment ripe for thunderstorm development, and initially we could even see a couple of thunderstorms early in the afternoon simply because of the building heat and humidity. The better chance for showers and thunderstorms, though, will arrive during the middle and latter stages of the afternoon and continue into the evening hours as a cold front heads our way from the west. This front will provide the region with added lift, and with energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere swinging through at the same time, some of the storms could be strong to severe, with gusty winds, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning. After the storms pass through, things will start to quiet down in the evening, and especially overnight tonight. We'll keep mostly cloudy skies in the region with areas of fog forming as temperatures drop back into the lower 60s. The humidity will flow out of the region late tonight and especially during the day tomorrow. Clouds and even a few showers, especially over New England tomorrow morning, will give way to increasing sunshine across the entire area during the day. Temperatures will be a good 10 degrees cooler tomorrow, with highs in the upper 70s to right around 80, but more importantly, lower humidity, so it will be more comfortable. High pressure will also build in tomorrow behind the front, keeping the weather nice into the day on Friday. With mostly sunny skies and low humidity, highs will be around 80 again. On Saturday, we'll start a warming trend into the weekend. It'll stay dry with a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Moisture will start to build back in for the second half of the weekend, and with the next front approaching on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible by the end of the day. Highs will be in the lower 80s, and with another system working through on Monday, more showers and thunderstorms possible, with highs staying in the lower 80s. Behind that system, it'll dry out on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs right around 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today outside our region, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern Wyoming into western South Dakota and northwestern Nebraska. And there's also a slight risk of severe storms across much of Montana, northern Idaho, and eastern Washington. A cold front will surge eastward across Washington and Oregon, with low pressure over eastern Washington late this afternoon. Daytime heating and strong cooling aloft will aid in the development of scattered storms. These storms will pose a hail and wind threat and will spread eastward across northern Idaho and into western Montana. To the east, strong instability combined with easterly flow veering to westerly with height will also result in conditions favorable for supercells capable of large hail and damaging winds. A brief tornado cannot be ruled out anywhere from eastern Washington into Montana as well, given the expected storm mode. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 2 is about 550 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. The depression is moving toward the west near 20 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue during the next couple of days with a weakening trend as it approaches the islands. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Craig, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a late-day thunderstorm near 90, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1955, and the record low, 45, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:25 p.m., 14 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, warm and humid this afternoon with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms this evening then, some clearing overnight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon with highs around 90. showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight with some fog and lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, warm and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely by late afternoon and highs in the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then some clearing overnight with areas of fog, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot and humid today, with showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely by late afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms through the evening, then partial clearing overnight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Showers and storms this evening, then gradual clearing late at night with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds giving way to sun, cooler with lower humidity near 80, mostly sunny, beautiful on Friday around 80, a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-80s Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday and Monday in the lower 80s, and around 80 with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.